A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Memches, Nedarim 48a, pagination is 95. Starting from the Mishnah that's a little bit below midway on the page. Hamoder ano mechaveru. We encountered this halacha. A person has a vow against him in terms of benefit from his friend, and at this point he has nothing to eat. So one of them can give the food to a different person as a gift, and at that point his friend will then be permitted to eat from it because he's not benefiting directly from the person of the vow. Instead, he's benefiting from this other intermediary person who is not an intermediary, as we'll see, but rather simply owns the food at this point and is quite willing to share it because he didn't pay for it. He's willing to share it, and he recognizes that this other person doesn't have what to eat, and the person will now be able to eat. This is quite delicate, as we'll see in the story. There was a story of a person in a certain place, that his father was the object of such a prohibition and was not allowed to benefit from the son. And the son is marrying off a son. So he told his friend, Chotzer usu'uda nesunim l'cha b'matana. The yard, the wedding hall equivalent, and the meal are all given to you as a gift. Ve'einan l'fanecha, and they are not in front of you, Elo, except k'dei she'yavo abba v'yochal emenu besuda, in order that my father should be able to come to the chasna. Omar, the really intermediary, because that's how it's been structured in this case, said, Im sheliheim, if they're really mine, harehim mukdashim lashamayim, I designate them as hektish to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the end of the chasna meal. Omale, so the Baal Simcha, the son who's marrying off his son, says, Lo nasati l'choy sheli shetekdishim l'shamayim. I didn't give them to you that you should make them hektish. I gave them so that father should be able to come and everybody should be able to enjoy the chasna. Amar lo, so this intermediary answered back, Lo nasati li eshalach ala shetehei atav avicha ochlem v'shosim esratzim zelozeh. He didn't give this whole thing to me except for the purpose that you and your father should be able to drink and enjoy. Eat, drink, and enjoy. And the sin should be hanging on his head. Presumably he means his own head, but he doesn't want to say mine, as we find sometimes the wording, you refer to the negative as if it's referring to somebody else. You find this in the beginning of Parsha Shemos, for example, in the way Paro words his statement, lest they go up, and many of the commentaries learn that he's referring to himself, lest they be evicted from the country. So we have this interesting question where the intermediary is not happy with the kinyan that was done, that he was granted this gift of the meal, simply to circumvent a very serious vow. Amru Chachamim, the sages said, Komatana she'eina she'imikdisha tehe mikudeshes eina matana. Any gift that if the person to whom it was given cannot make it hektish, it's not considered a matana. And this is reflected quite clearly in halacha, in Siman Resh Chaf Aleph in Yerideya Siftes. At first, the Mechaber presents this solution for people who are going and they don't have permission to share food, and one of them is needy. So one solution is you give it to somebody as a present. Another solution, if there isn't somebody to give it to, is to place it on a rock and make it hefker, as we saw in a previous Gemara. Bamedvar mamurim, when was this all said? Benosin la'achash l'shem matana bistam. If you gave it to the other person as a gift without identifying how he has to use it, that he has to share it with the person whose mudar hana'a prohibited to get benefit directly from this giver. Avalam omar l'chaveiro, but if you tell your friend, ha'su'uda nesuna lach b'matana, the meal is given to you as a gift, v'yavo ploni shehu asur b'hanayasi, v'yochel imachim basuda, and he identifies that I want, it's like strings attached, I want that this other person who's not allowed to benefit from me should come and eat the meal with you. Hareza osur, that's going to be forbidden. Velo od, not only that, elafidu nosno lo bestam, even if you give it to him without any statement. V'chaza v'omalo, and after you gave it to him, ritzon chashayovo ploni v'yochal imachem, don't you agree that so-and-so should come? Imochiach sofo techiloso, if it's clear from the end that that was the original motive, shelo nosan lo elamanash yevo peloni v'yochal aser, that the entire purpose was that this other person should come, that's going to be forbidden. Kigon, and the Mechaber actually cites the case law from which this halacha is being derived. For example, shaisa su'uda gedola, there was a big meal, and he wants his father or his Rebbe to come, even though they are forbidden to benefit from him because of a vow that was made. It's quite clear from the meal, in the way it's being structured, that the entire purpose for transfer of ownership was in order that they could come, and that is not going to work. The case that will work, going back to the original, would seem to be when you're giving smaller amounts, makes it quite better, because you're not standing with strings attached. It's just understood. I give you a loaf of bread. The next person needs a loaf of bread. You're now going to share that loaf of bread with him, but I don't make strings attached. And as a result, you're able to cause the benefit to the person who needs. But in this other case of the chasna meal, again, logistically, a little bit of this is because it's such a big meal, the person really wants the strings attached. He's not ready to relinquish all of those assets. And therefore, we run into this problem that if indeed there was a vow between these two people, it would have to be addressed in a different way, because this transfer with strings attached doesn't work. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.